Air quality officials say they're monitoring our air on an hourly basis as the first particles from the Japanese nuclear plant could arrive in Southern California late Friday night, that according to a forecast from the United Nations. The EPA says it's sending extra people and equipment to check the air as well as our food. Meantime, Neil Sheehan with the Nuclear Regulatory Commission says any amount of radioactive particles here would be minimal.
Typically what happens, an accident of this type, the dispersal of the radioactivity would be such that by the time it were to reach the United States, it would be measurable and really in trace amounts. We're not concerned about, again, any harmful health effects resulting from this accident.
Ed Mertz, KNX 1070 News Radio.